The 13th of February is World Radio Day, and we at Oryx Radio will be celebrating the whole month. Tune in to Oryx Radio throughout this month to catch our special radio series Radio Is Not Dead. You can expect insightful interviews, masterclasses with legends in the industry, and blog posts from our own Oryx Radio young reporters. All of this from the 13th to the 27th of February. Stay tuned and don't miss out. Oryx Radio, by and for children.
How cool is that? It's World Radio Day today. I'm going to be chatting with Yoli a little bit about radio. And I know one of the first things I always think about radio is that it's a possible career choice for me. I've had so much incredible experience here at RX Radio that I definitely think it's something I want to take as my career for the rest of my life, something I want to follow. I want to do it. I want it to be my thing. So Yoli, thank you so much for joining me. Why do you think radio is such a good career choice for you?
So for me, I grew up in a household where at my grandmother's beckoning, we would all hurdle around the radio set, listening to radio. This was way before TV sets, so radio was an all-rounder for both informative and entertaining programs. When I grew older, I was able to select my own favorite programs, which were youth-based and interactive in nature. I think that's when I subconsciously took note of its potential, even though later on the availability of the visual TV set kind of overshadowed radio. But the wireless, as they used to call it, to me, certainly left an impression.
I love how you call it the wireless as well, because I remember I used to find these podcasts online, and they would be recordings of like radio from the 40s in America and the UK when they used to do these radio plays, radio programs, dramas. And that's something that also I fell in love with. I absolutely loved those as well. So can you tell me, Yoli, a bit more about the types of programs and the type of content that was on radio and how it was involved in your life?
So, Alex, the truth is there was a time where each and every household had a radio set given, right? Radio informed us when somebody we knew died. It had a variety of church-based programs, and there were also programs that promoted working together as a community, being supportive to one another, and most importantly, educational programs, you know. And so with the availability of other forms of technology and entertainment or interactive forms, so radio managed to still be able to stand its ground, right? Though the listenership is not what it used to be, you know, radio's relevance has made it to still be relatable. And mostly how radio has managed to converge. So somewhat it has changed, somewhat it has changed its face. It has managed to keep up with the times because now it's accessible on modern devices and you can get it on the internet, even though in some part of the world, the data still seems to be a challenge, right? Like in South Africa, but there are podcasts on demand that you can listen on demand, and radio highlights, and stations that strategically as well, you know, placing themselves in the internet and on social media, like everywhere. So radio is everywhere and it has changed its face, if you like.
And radio is constantly innovating. Like you say, it's changing. It's changing its face. It's improving. And I think a testament to that innovation is RX Radio and what we do at RX Radio. I know it makes me passionate about radio every single day. I know 2 years ago you won a South African Radio Award, inducted as a Bright Star. Last year, I was lucky enough to win that. It made me feel so happy to be a part of radio. And it was like people noticed the work that RX Radio has been doing. So for you, coming from where you've come from, your journey in radio, how was it like coming full circle? How did it feel to win that award?
So winning the Bright Star for me confirmed that we are on the right path as the station. because if it wasn't for RX Radio, I wasn't going to be nominated. It's the impact of the work that we do. And as a senior radio producer then, it really felt like a nod, an acknowledgement of sort, that our shows can really stand alongside shows that are run by other radio stations. So yeah, it was a great thing for the station and for myself as well in terms of my growth and development.
Thanks so much for joining me on the show, Yoli. I know you're very busy as the new station manager of RX Radio, with Gabs moving to an advisory position. But yeah, thank you so much for joining me on the RX Top 10. I'm sure we could talk radio all day.
Yeah, thank you.